Just so you know, each week we receive hundreds of legal inquiries. The legal team selects the best questions from the week, and then we share them with you. Here are a few questions that I received from inquiries made to my office recently. The first question is from Cheryl in Grand Rapids. She asks, what can I do if I get served saying that I'm being sued because I withdrew my application to buy a house? Well, Cheryl, the provisions of your purchase agreement prevail, and without knowing more about your specific purchase agreement, generally, you can withdraw your offer if the home does not pass inspection. You do not secure financing for a mortgage or any other contingency. However, you have to notify the seller, usually in writing, that you will not be moving forward with your purchase. Seller still has to mitigate, reduce their damages, and they have to put the home back on the market. My advice, please consult with a real estate attorney to review your purchase agreement. Okay, the second question comes from Mike in West Branch. He asks, how do you write an arbitration clause rejection letter, and what do they mean by describe the contract? Hi, Mike. You can state in a letter that you, quote, reject the arbitration clause, unquote, and reference the contract name, date, and the names of the parties. You can also send a copy of the contract along with the letter, and always keep a copy for your records. The final question and answer is from Stuart, who is from Alpena, Michigan. My wife and I paid cash for our home and are both listed on the deed. Can I be taken off at any time without my knowledge? Well, Stuart, in Michigan, a person cannot disenfranchise their spouse by selling a primary residence without the spouse's approval, which comes in the form of that spouse's signature on a deed to a third-party purchaser. I hope this answers your question. Thanks for listening to today's question and answer podcast. If you liked what you heard and learned, please share this podcast session with your friends and family. Feel free to contact us if you have any questions regarding contracts or real estate issues at provenresource.com. Dedicated to your success, David Sobel.